Welcome to the New Earth Architectress, where you'll discover how the evolution in consciousness is paving the way for your leading role in architecture. If you're a high-achieving, spirit-conscious woman architect who's hearing the deep call to bridge spirit with form, welcome. Now is the time, and we are the ones. Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the New Earth Architectress podcast. My name is Aisha Rose Melody Hassan, and I am an architect, alchemical healer, and the creator of the Sacred Blueprint. This is a cutting-edge vessel of courses and programs for women architects who are longing to bridge spirit with form and birth the sanctuaries of our new earth. So today I want to dive into the topic of AI. This is very much a hot topic in architecture these days. AI is pretty much taking over the field of architecture. And of course, some architects would argue with that. And of course, I would argue that as well, just in terms of, I'm talking about the conventional practice model. Currently, AI cannot successfully take a project all the way to the end of construction drawings completion successfully, get all the permits, you know, and actually successfully build a beautiful project in the physical form. But at the rate that AI is advancing right now, and we're hearing about what is called super AI, this is like next level AI. I can imagine that AI will be able to not only generate floor plans for any scale of building, any scale of community, and actually take it to the construction drawing phase, but then it could also pass it on over to a bunch of robots, and the robots can print out the project. Now, there will need to be some humans involved in that process, but AI is definitely, right now what we're seeing is a lot of property owners will play with AI to generate the design for their own home, for example, without even hiring an architect. And in many states or provinces in North America, you don't need an architect to stamp the permit drawings for a home. You'll need engineers for certain kind of structural situations. You'll need an engineer for stamp for some kind of a septic design and all kinds. I don't want to get into all the details. But a lot of people are now playing with architecture and AI, playing with all kinds of forms, playing with all kinds of shapes and configurations. It's absolutely incredible what is possible, actually, with the tool. And the danger is that you start to generate projects that have no connection with the land, that have no connection with the place. And so there's a huge opportunity for you women architects, landscape architects, interior architects who have intuitive gifts, who have the capacity to communicate with Mother Earth, who have the capacity to listen to the soul of your client. You are at an enormous advantage right now because AI cannot replace your intuitive gifts. AI cannot transmit the world of spirit. AI cannot listen to the pulse of Mother Earth, listen to her frequencies, and cannot simultaneously listen to the thought forms that are embedded within the land. And what I mean by thought forms are They could be patterns that have been embedded due to an event that occurred on the land. It could be war. It could be an argument. It could be a celebration. It could be a sacred honoring. And simultaneously receive communication from ancestors, communication from perhaps the keepers of the land who held the keys to the wisdom that emanates forth from nature, that emanates forth from the cosmos. You are in a very prime position right now. And what I want to help you to do is to leverage your intuitive gifts and fully step into the ancient temple builder you are meant to be, the ancient temple builder of the future you are meant to be. I know you are feeling with every inch, every millimeter of your body that you are meant to co-create the new earth. And you are meant to co-create it with the spirit realms. You are meant to co-create it with Mother Earth. You're probably seeing dreams of the kinds of temples that you want to birth. You're probably feeling with your body that you are at a major crossroads in your life. It may show up as anxiety. It may show up as hyperactivity. It may show up as illness, sickness. It may show up as a feeling like the entire floor and structure that you thought you knew or you thought was your reality is now collapsing. This is a signal that spirit is sounding the alarms. This is a signal that your soul is meant to step into your divine calling, to create healing architecture for humanity's highest unfoldment, to create healing architecture to bring healing to yourself, to your soul. I was depleted as a result of working in the conventional architecture practice. And I received guidance from my spirit guides when I was training to become an alchemical energy healer that I was meant to bridge spirit with form and that I shouldn't quit architecture. And I talk a bit more about my story in my free webinar where you'll discover how to unlock your spirit architect mastery. And in this webinar, I give you really a paradigm shifting tools that will support you to actually build a viable, flourishing business, bridging spirit with form, not just sprinkling a little bit of fairy dust on your projects here and there and taking out your magical tools one day and then hiding them another. Working with magical tools on your architecture projects only with, you know, friends and family, and then you are working like a machine during the day at a regular job, quote unquote. In the free webinar, I share an exclusive resource I don't share publicly. And this is the Sacred Blueprint Sweet Spot Profit Map. And this is going to help you to leverage your intuitive gifts, actually build a successful business doing it, and positioning yourself as a leader in high demand. So I recommend that you sign up to get access for this groundbreaking webinar. The sign-up details are down below in the captions. So this is really next level material, next level content that will help you to cross the threshold. I know that a lot of you are probably terrified of maybe being ostracized from the Architects Association. I had a fear that I was going to be cast out from society. I had a fear that I would be ridiculed by my colleagues. And now I am confidently speaking openly about the world of spirit. I'm confidently speaking about Mother Nature as a living being, and I am confidently co-creating with the nature spirits in my architecture practice, and I am enjoying abundant wealth, abundant health while doing it. And I want to help you to enjoy this level of abundance as well. The other piece of this, of course, is also the Sacred Blueprint Certification Program for Women Architects. And this is where I am building now a movement so that we can co-create these sanctuaries together. You can find out more about that on my website, and also we'll have the link below in the captions. So going back to the AI topic, now there will be some, even some spiritual people with, that will tell you, no, actually AI is advancing so much that it can actually read the frequencies, the vibrations emanating from the earth. You know, one of my colleagues say that the AI can actually read your mind. It can read somehow your energy field. I mean, there's just, it's a lot. And AI does not have a thumping, pumping heart. AI is nowhere near as sophisticated as the human being. The problem is because we are still on the route to awakening and enlightenment, we don't know, I would say, 90% of our magic, of our own magic. We do not fully understand the sophistication that our energetic body, our physical body, our astral body operates with. And this is not some kind of quick click guide that you can just download off of the internet, or some kind of a question or a prompt that you can plug into ChatGPT to really be able to find the answer to this mystery. It requires spiritual practice. It requires a level of embodiment, an embodiment of the bridge that we are between above and below. It requires a level of embodiment, which is like a vessel. I talk about this a lot. A vessel to be able to transmit the healing blueprints of our future. And we live in a world that is animated with living beings. I do not agree that we live in that people, what people talk about as a simulation. I do not think that we live in a simulation. I think that that is one of the driest, coldest ways to describe the universe, to describe the world that we live in, to describe the spiritual world that we live in. It is a living, living, breathing place filled with a multitude of beings. Some beings are dark, some beings are light, some beings are gray in between. And the vessel that I'm talking about is of a certain caliber. And this is your own vessel, your body vessel, your creative vessel, the architect's vessel. This is of a certain caliber that it, you bring it up to a certain caliber, okay, through training to be able to transmit the most healing blueprints for your clients that really honor their souls, that are the perfect match in terms of frequency and alignment, and that are so in tune with the energetics of place that they belong to the land. And the land has invited that blueprint to come through. And angels are a part of this picture. there are beings that I communicate with who are particularly interested in co-creating architecture with us. And they are benevolent beings who are very much, I can feel their presence now. They're having a party up in the cosmos right now. They are very much devoted to supporting humanity to come out of, God, I'm just seeing this like locked prison cell, but it's like a very dark black box and it's covered in sludge and slime. It's covered in confusion. It's covered in lies. It's covered in severance. The word severance is coming up. It is covered in divide. And it is literally putrid, this energy. And it is severing humanity from their true source, severing humanity from spirit. And so they are supporting the process of the unfoldment of humanity. And they're looking for the architects who have the capacity to become these vessels, to transmit the highest caliber blueprints for humanity's awakening. If you're only interested in building and designing projects that are really just gonna maybe get into the magazines and you're just interested in following trends and you're interested in, yeah, like just kind of, you're not really interested in the work and the devotion and the commitment that it's gonna take to actually get your body temple ready to be able to transmit these blueprints, then this video is not for you. So, but I'm here to communicate and broadcast the message to the women architects, landscape architects, and interior architects who are ready to take their business to the next level and fully, unapologetically, boldly, bravely, be a voice for nature, the living being of nature, and boldly speak the world of spirit in their architecture practice. So these beings are very much a part of the sacred blueprint co-creation. They help to guide the process that I hold space for with my clients who are pioneers of the new earth. They really are. They are the ones who are also contributing to the awakening of humanity and building the new earth. And they are just naturally, they gravitate to architects like myself because they want to be an active participant in co-creating their projects. They know that, I mean, from the sacred blueprint work, that's one of the big pieces of this work, that I actually co-create with my clients this blueprint, and I get them to birth the blueprint. I talk a bit more about the process in my free webinar, so make sure you sign up for it. This is where you're gonna discover how to unlock your spirit architect mastery. And in the webinar, I reveal an exclusive resource that's gonna help you to ditch the depletion and step out of the soul-sucking, life-draining, conventional dollars for hours architecture practice model. And you're going to be able to break free from that I think of the words rat race right now, but there's no other word that's coming forward, just this constant grind, constant hustle. And there's a whole other world on the other side, women. There is a whole other world on the other side, a world of freedom, a world of sovereignty, a world of empowerment, a world of joy, abundance. I get to go have amazing massages during the day at one of my favorite spas, high level spa, and I get to craft my day not according to the 5-day work week. And I have significantly reduced my design time in hours. And I am able to be a mother and go to school meetings during the day. And I get to be at the door when my son comes home before I was working, later into the evening. And I came home so depleted. So women, this is a movement, and it's time that we rise, that you rise out of the abyss to co-create the sanctuaries of our new earth. You may be in a space and place where you're really in this push-pull, and I get it. I was there, and you may be terrified of that you will lose clients. You may be terrified that there's not enough people in the world who are interested in working with an architect who's able to bridge spirit with form. I can tell you that is not true. That is not true. More and more people are awakening on this planet. I think I mentioned this earlier. That means more and more people, because they're awake, they're going to be turned off from the conventional architecture. They're also going to be turned off from architects who are just churning AI projects. They're going to feel that there is no life force actually really behind that. They're going to feel that the drawings are dead. They're going to feel that there's no substance. There's no substance that's infused with the wisdom of Mother Nature, the wisdom from the cosmos. They're going to feel it. And so it's time. And you may be just discovering your intuitive gifts right now. And I want you to know that I work with women who are at various stages, and I'm still growing too. I'm still refining. But I think that, and this is, I'm going to say something pretty bold here. I think that if you are not sharing your intuitive gifts with the world and you are a successful architect, okay, and you're passionate about creating healing temples, all right, then you are being selfish because you're not sharing your intuitive gifts with the world. And you're only reserving it for a select group of people, or, you know, you're channeling those intuitive gifts into, I don't know, like tarot card circles in the evening, or working, with maybe astrology on the side, and you're keeping those two worlds separate. Well, it's time to bring these two worlds together. This is the key to the future human. This is the key actually to our thriving light-filled new earth. And I'm excited to share more about the system that I've developed, the sacred blueprint that actually helps you to bridge these two worlds successfully. And it's very grounded. It's very practical. There's some women that I have conversations with, women architects, who fear that they are going, that so many portals are going to open and they're just going to end up flying away or distancing themselves further from the earth. that they're going to just end up becoming so like, woo, airy fairy. No offense, fairies, we love you. They hate it when I say that. You know, this is not the case. The sacred blueprint helps you to anchor further on earth. You become more grounded. You become more embodied. So this AI topic, I'm going to keep this episode short today. I want you to know that there's this gem sitting right under your nose. There is a gem sitting right under your nose. And right now that gem, which is your intuition, is getting lost in the sea of consulting. And it's getting actually even stomped on. And you might even feel like you're drowning, suffocating. That's how I felt. But this gem that's right under your nose is the secret sauce for your success, women. It is the secret sauce for your success, and that's what's going to put you like miles ahead as a sought-after leader. And the work that you will be creating through your intuition will outlast AI. No question. No question. It will outlast AI. And this gem is the seed, really, for healing this planet, healing this earth, and healing your soul. I'd love to hear your perspective on this topic, so do share in the comments below. And I can't wait for the next level of the Sacred Blueprint and the co-creation that we will be experiencing together, the magic and the incredible temples, whether they're homes, gardens, communities, master plans for cities, the incredible temples that will be birthed as a result of us tapping the spirit technology that is within us, the organic spirit technology. This is super important. There is a danger that we will turn into machines. And so the question is simple. Are you a machine or are you a human? So I'll leave you with that. Don't forget to sign up for my free webinar. You're going to discover how to unlock your spirit architect mastery. And in the webinar, I share a resource that's going to support you to build a viable business where you don't need to compromise your health. You do not need to compromise your wealth. And it is the gateway to deep fulfillment, joy, divine match clients who love paying you top dollar for your intuitive gifts, soul liberating health, joy, and so much more. So make sure you sign up, and the link is down below. Until next time. All right. Mwah. Bye-bye. Thank you for tuning into the New Earth Architectress. It is my intention to inspire more women architects to come out of hiding and unleash their intuitive powers to build a prospering architecture practice aligned with their divine calling. If you enjoyed this podcast, be sure to subscribe, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and share this episode with other women architects you know are feeling the nudges to bridge spirit with form. You can find out more about me and the Sacred Blueprint Movement by visiting AishaRoseMelodyHassan.com. Until next time.